The 5th Annual Governor's Energy Development Summit gets underway on Tuesday. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
This year's two-day program begins with a panel of women who are helping to lead the energy industry through change.
We sure learn a lot, I think, when we engage with people who think differently than we do.
That's Laura Nelson, Director of the Governor's Office of Energy Development.
And I think that's always the message. How much do you really learn when you talk to somebody who thinks just like you do and has the exact same ideas as you do? It's really about coming together and what I like to refer to as disruptive conversations.
Developing Utah's fossil fuels continues to dominate the discussion, and that emphasis makes the conference a target for environmentalists, as it will this year. But this year's conference has already triggered another controversy because oil, coal, and natural gas companies largely finance the summit itself, and because Governor Gary Herbert's hosting a re-election campaign fundraiser in conjunction with the summit. Rachel Sanders is executive director of the Alliance for a Better Utah.
This is just another tactic where he will be available Jones to do what needs to be done in order to make the fossil fuel industry happy so that they will continue to give him large amounts of money to fund his campaign so that he can stay governor.
Herbert has defended his fundraising tactics as a necessity for candidates who aren't rich. Judy Fays, KUER News.